Blackie and Son's Books for Young People, Catalog 1898, Blackie and Son. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Blackie and Son's Books for Young People, Catalog 1898. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook title. Blackie and Son's Books for Young People, Catalog 1898, author Blackie and Son. Release date January 1, 2014, ebook 44,556. Most recently updated October 23, 2024, language English, other information and formats www.gutenberg.org/ebooks/44,556. Credits produced by SB Ferrand, Diane Monaco, and the online distributed proofreading team at http://www.pgdp.net. This file was produced from images generously made available by the Internet Archive, asterisk start of the project GUTNBRG EBOOKBLACKIE and Sons BOOKS for Young People, CATLOGUE 1898 asterisk, decorative Blackie and Sons, Books for Young People, by GAHNTY, in Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges at Agincourt, A Tale of the White Hoods of Paris, with 12-page illustrations by Wal Paget. 6. S. Mr. Henty's admirers, and they are many, will accord a hearty welcome to the sturdy volume entitled At Agincourt, Athenaeum, with Cochrane the Dauntless, A Tale of the Exploits of Lord Cochrane in South American Waters, with 12-page illustrations, by W. H. Margetson. 6. S. This tale we specially recommend for the career of Lord Cochrane and his many valiant fights in the cause of liberty deserves to be better known than they are. St. James's Gazette. The Tiger of Mysore, A Story of the War with Tipu, Sabe, by G. A. Henty, with 12 illustrations by W. H. Margetson, and a map. 6. S. Mr. Henty not only concocts a thrilling tale, he weaves fact and fiction together, with so skillful a hand that the reader cannot help acquiring a just and clear view of that fierce and terrible struggle which gave to us our Indian Empire. Athenaeum, A Knight of the White Cross, A Tale of the Siege of Rhodes, by G. A. Henty, with 12 full-page illustrations by Ralph Peacock. 6. S. Mr. Henty is a giant among boys' writers, and his books are sufficiently popular to be sure of a welcome anywhere. In stirring interest, this is quite up to the level of Mr. Henty's former historical tales. Saturday Review, When London Burned, A Story of Restoration Times and the Great Fire, by G. A. Henty, with 12-page illustrations by J. Finnemore. 6. S. No boy needs to have any story of Henty's recommended to him, and parents who do not know and buy him for their boys should be ashamed of themselves. Those to whom he is yet unknown could not make a better beginning than with When London Burned, British Weekly, by G. A. Henty. Among writers of stories of adventure for boys, Mr. Henty stands in the very first rank. Academy, In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges, The Lion of St. Mark, A Tale of Venice in the 14th Century, by G. A. Henty, with 10-page illustrations by Gordon Brown. 6. S. Every boy should read The Lion of St. Mark. Mr. Henty has never produced any story more delightful, more wholesome, or more vivacious. From first to last, it will be read with keen enjoyment. The Saturday Review, by England's Aid, The Freeing of the Netherlands, 1585-1604, by G. A. Henty, with 10-page illustrations by Alfred Pierce and 4 maps. 6. S. The story is told with great animation, and the historical material is most effectively combined with a most excellent plot. Saturday Review, with Wolf in Canada, or The Winning of a Continent, by G. A. Henty, illustrated with 12-page pictures by Gordon Brown. 6. S. A model of what a boy's storybook should be. Mr. Henty has a great power of infusing into the dead facts of history new life, and as no pains are spared by him to ensure accuracy in historic details, his books supply useful aids to study as well as amusement. School Guardian, Bonnie Prince Charlie, A Tale of Fontenoy and Culloden, by G. A. Henty, illustrated with 12-page pictures by Gordon Brown. 6. S. Ronald the Hero is very like the hero of Quentin Durward. The lad's journey across France with his faithful attendant Malcolm and his hairbreadth escapes from the machinations of his father's enemies make up as good a narrative of the kind as we have ever read. For freshness of treatment and variety of incident, Mr. Henty has here surpassed himself. Spectator, for the Temple, A Tale of the Fall of Jerusalem, by G. A. Henty, with 10-page illustrations by S. J. Solomon and A Colored Map. 6. S. Mr. Henty's graphic prose pictures of the hopeless Jewish resistance to Roman. Sway adds another leaf to his record of the famous wars of the world. The book is one of Mr. Henty's cleverest efforts. Graphic, true to the old flag, A Tale of the American War of Independence, by G. A. Henty, with 12-page illustrations by Gordon Brown, 6S, does justice to the pluck and determination of the British soldiers. The son of an American loyalist who remains true to our flag falls among the hostile Redskins. In that very Huron country which has been endeared to us by the exploits of Hawkeye and Chingachgook, the Times, Mr. Henty undoubtedly possesses the secret of writing eminently successful historical tales, and those older than the lads whom the author addresses in his preface may read the story with pleasure. Academy, specimen illustration from, with COCHRANE the Dauntless. Sailor leaning on ship railing aiming rifle at a boat, Stephen beats off the great war canoe single-handed. By G.A.H.E.N.T.Y. Mr. Henty is one of our most successful writers of historical tales. Scotsman, in crownate vaux, cloth elegant, olivine edges, The Lion of the North, A Tale of Gustavus Adolphus and the Wars of Religion, by G. A. Henty, with 12-page pictures, by J. Schoenberg. 6. S. A praiseworthy attempt to interest British youth in the great deeds of the Scotch Brigade in the Wars of Gustavus Adolphus. Mackay, Hepburn, and Munro, live again in Mr. Henty's pages as those deserve to live whose disciplined bands formed really the germ of the modern British army. Athenaeum, the Young Carthaginian, A Story of the Times of Hannibal, by G. A. Henty, with 12-page illustrations by C. J. Staniland RI6S. The effect of an interesting story, well constructed and vividly told, is enhanced by the picturesque quality of the scenic background, from first to last. Nothing stays the interest of the narrative. It bears us along as on a stream, whose current varies in direction but never loses its force. Saturday Review, Redskin and Cowboy, A Tale of the Western Plains, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Alfred Pierce. 6S. It has a good plot, it abounds in action, the scenes are equally spirited and realistic, and we can only say we have read it with much pleasure from first to last. The pictures of life on a cattle ranch are most graphically painted, as are the manners of the reckless but jovial cowboys. Times with Clive in India, or The Beginnings of an Empire by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 6S. Among writers of stories of adventure for boys, Mr. Henty stands in the very first rank. Those who know something about India will be the most ready to thank Mr. Henty for giving them this instructive volume to place in the hands of their children. Academy in Greek Waters, A Story of the Grecian War of Independence, 1821-1827, by G. A. Henty, with 12-page illustrations, by W. S. Stacy and a map 6S. There are adventures of all kinds for the hero and his friends whose pluck and ingenuity in extricating themselves from awkward fixes are always equal to the occasion. It is an excellent story, and if the proportion of history is smaller than usual, the whole result leaves nothing to be desired. Journal of Education, The Dash for Khartoum, A Tale of the Nile Expedition, by G. A. Henty, with 10-page illustrations by J. Schoenberg and J. Nash and four plans, 6S. It is literally true that the narrative never flags a moment, for the incidents, which fall to be recorded after the dash for Khartoum has been made and failed, are quite as interesting as those which precede it. Academy by G. A. H. Henty. Mr. Henty is the king of storytellers for boys. Sword and Trowel, in crownate vaux, cloth elegant, olivine edges, Through the Fray, A Story of the Luddite Riots, by G. A. Henty, with 12-page illustrations by H. M. Paget, 6S. Mr. Henty inspires a love and admiration for straightforwardness, truth, and courage. This is one of the best of the many good books Mr. Henty has produced and deserves to be classed with his Facing Death, Standard, Captain Bailey's Heir, A Tale of the Gold Fields of California, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by H. M. Paget, 6S. A Westminster boy who makes his way in the world by hard work, good temper, and unfailing courage. The descriptions given of life are just what a healthy, intelligent lad should delight in. St. James's Gazette, Knights Battling with Swords, reduced illustration from A Knight of the White Cross, St. Bartholomew's Eve, A Tale of the Huguenot Wars by G. A. Henty, illustrated by H. J. Draper. 6s. What Would Boys Do Without Mr. Henty? Ever fresh and vigorous, his books have at once the solidity of history and the charm of romance. St. Bartholomew's Eve is in his best style, and the interest never flags. The book is all that could possibly be wished from a boy's point of view. Journal of Education, In Freedom's Cause, A Story of Wallace and Bruce, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 6s. His Tale of the Days of Wallace and Bruce is full of stirring action and will commend itself to boys. Athenaeum, by Rite of Conquest, or With Cortez in Mexico, by G. A. Henty. With 10-page illustrations by W. S. Stacy. 6s. By Rite of Conquest is the nearest approach to a perfectly successful historical tale that Mr. Henty has yet published. Academy, by G. A. H. Henty. Mr. Henty is one of the best of storytellers for young people. Spectator, In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges, Beric the Briton, A Story of the Roman Invasion, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by W. Parkinson. 6s. We are not aware that anyone has given us quite so vigorous a picture of Britain in the days of the Roman conquest. Mr. Henty has done his utmost to make an impressive picture of the haughty Roman character with its indomitable courage, sternness, and discipline. Beric is good all through. Spectator, by Pike and Dyke, A Tale of the Rise of the Dutch Republic, by G. A. Henty, with 10-page illustrations by Maynard Brown and 4 maps. 6s. The Mission of End to deliver letters from William the Silent to his adherents at Brussels, The Fight of the Good Venture with the Spanish Man of War, The Battle on the Ice at Amsterdam, The Siege of Haarlem, are all told with a vividness and skill which are worthy of Mr. Henty at his best. Academy, Man Running Holding Sword Overhead, Another Man on Ground, reduced illustration from At Agincourt, Wolf the Saxon, A Story of the Norman Conquest, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Ralph Peacock. 6s. Wolf the Saxon is second to none of Mr. Henty's historical tales, and we may safely say that a boy may learn from it more genuine history than he will from many a tedious tome. The points of the Saxon character are hit off very happily, and the life of the period is ably reconstructed. The Spectator, Through the Sikh War, A Tale of the Conquest of the Punjab, by G. A. Henty, with 12-page illustrations by Hal Hurst, and a map. 6s. The picture of the Punjab during its last few years of independence, the description of the battles on the Sutlej, and the portraiture generally of native character seem admirably true. On the whole, we have never read a more vivid and faithful narrative of military adventure in India. The Academy, by G. A. H. Henty. No more interesting boys' books are written than Mr. Henty's stories. Daily Chronicle, In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges. With Lee and Virginia, A Story of the American Civil War, by G. A. Henty, with 10-page illustrations by Gordon Brown and 6 maps. 6s. The story is a capital one and full of variety, and presents us with many picturesque scenes of Southern life. Young Wingfield, who is conscientious, spirited, and hard as nails, would have been a man after the very heart of Stonewall Jackson. Times Under Drake's Flag, A Tale of the Spanish Main, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 6s. There is not a dull chapter, nor indeed a dull page in the book, but the author has so carefully worked up his subject that the exciting deeds of his heroes are never incongruous or absurd. Observer, On the Irrawaddy, A Story of the First Burmese War, with 8 illustrations by W. H. Overend. Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges. 5s. Stanley Brooks' pluck is even greater than his luck, and he is precisely the boy to hearten with emulation the boys who read his stirring story. Saturday Review, Through Russian Snows, A Story of Napoleon's Retreat from Moscow, by G. A. Henty, with 8 illustrations by W. H. Overend and a map. 5s. Julian, the hero of the story, early excites our admiration and is altogether a fine character such as boys will delight in, whilst the story of the campaign is very graphically told. Will, we think, prove one of the most popular boys' books this season. St. James's Gazette, In the Heart of the Rockies, A Story of Adventure in Colorado, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by G. C. Hindley. 5s. Few Christmas books will be more to the taste of the ingenuous boy than In the Heart of the Rockies, Athenaeum. Mr. Henty is seen here at his best as an artist in lightning fiction. Academy, One of the 28th, A Tale of Waterloo, by G. A. Henty, with 8-page illustrations by W. H. Overend and 2 maps. 5. S, written with Homeric vigor and heroic inspiration. It is graphic, picturesque, and dramatically effective, shows us Mr. Henty at his best and brightest. The adventures will hold a boy of a winter's night enthralled as he rushes through them with breathless interest from cover to cover. Observer, Facing Death or The Hero of the Vaughn Pit, a tale of The Coal Mines by G. A. Henty, with 8-page pictures by Gordon Brown. 5. S. If any father, godfather, clergyman, or schoolmaster is on the lookout for a good book to give as a present to a boy who is worth his salt, this is the book we would recommend. Standard by G. A. Henty. Ask for Henty and see that you get him. Punch in Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges, The Cat of Bubastes, A Story of Ancient Egypt, by G. A. Henty. Illustrated by J. R. Wegelin. 5. S. The story, from the critical moment of the killing of the sacred cat to the perilous exodus into Asia with which it closes, is very skillfully constructed and full of exciting adventures. It is admirably illustrated. Saturday Review, Maori and Settler, A Story of the New Zealand War, by G. A. Henty, with 8-page illustrations by Alfred Pierce. 5. It is a book which all young people, but especially boys, will read with avidity. Athenaeum. A first-rate book for boys, brimful of adventure, of humorous and interesting conversation, and of vivid pictures of colonial life. Schoolmaster, St. George for England, A Tale of Cressy and Poitiers, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 5. A story of very great interest for boys. In his own forcible style, the author has endeavored to show that determination and enthusiasm can accomplish marvelous results, and that courage is generally accompanied by magnanimity and gentleness. Pall Mall Gazette, The Bravest of the Brave, with Peterborough in Spain, by G. A. Henty, with 8 full-page pictures by H. M. Paget. 5. Mr. Henty never loses sight of the moral purpose of his work to enforce the doctrine of courage and truth, mercy and loving kindness as indispensable to the making of an English gentleman. British lads will read The Bravest of the Brave with pleasure and profit, of that we are quite sure. Daily Telegraph. For Name and Fame or Through Afghan Passes, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 5. Not only a rousing story, replete with all the varied forms of excitement of a campaign, but what is still more useful, an account of a territory and its inhabitants, which must for a long time possess a supreme interest for Englishmen as being the key to our Indian Empire. Glasgow Herald, A Jacobite Exile, being the adventures of a young Englishman in the service of Charles XII of Sweden, by G. A. Henty, with 8-page illustrations by Paul Hardy and a map. 5. Incident succeeds incident, and adventure is piled upon adventure, and at the end the reader, be he boy or man, will have experienced breathless enjoyment in a romantic story that must have taught him much at its close. Army and Navy Gazette, Held Fast for England, A Tale of the Siege of Gibraltar, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 5. S. Among them we would place first in interest and wholesome educational value the story of the Siege of Gibraltar. There is no cessation of exciting incident throughout the story. Athenaeum, by G. A. Henty. Mr. Henty's books are always alive with moving incident. Review of Reviews, In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Condemned as a Nihilist, A Story of Escape from Siberia, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Walter Paget. 5. The best of this year's Henty. His narrative is more interesting than many of the tales with which the public is familiar of Escape from Siberia. Despite their superior claim to authenticity, these tales are without doubt no less fictitious than Mr. Henty's, and he beats them hollow in the matter of sensations. National, Observer, Orange and Green, A Tale of the Boyne and Limerick, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 5. The narrative is free from the vice of prejudice and ripples with life as vivacious as if what is being described were really passing before the eye, should be in the hands of every young student of Irish history. Belfast News, In the Reign of Terror, The Adventures of a Westminster Boy, by G. A. Henty, illustrated by J. Schoenberg. 5. Harry Sandwith, The Westminster Boy, may fairly be said to beat Mr. Henty's record. His adventures will delight boys by the audacity and peril they depict. The story is one of Mr. Henty's best. Saturday Review. By Sheer Pluck, A Tale of the Ashanti War, by G. A. Henty, with 8 full-page pictures by Gordon Brown. 5. Morally, the book is everything that could be desired, setting before the boys a bright and bracing ideal of the English gentleman. Christian Leader, The Dragon and the Raven, or The Days of King Alfred by G. A. Henty, with 8-page illustrations by C. J. Staniland, R. I5S. A story that may justly be styled remarkable. Boys, in reading it, will be surprised to find how Alfred persevered through years of bloodshed and times of peace to rescue his people from the thraldom of the Danes. We hope the book will soon be widely known in all our schools. Schoolmaster, A Final Reckoning, A Tale of Bush Life in Australia by G. A. Henty, illustrated by W. B. Wolin, 5S. All boys will read this story with eager and unflagging interest. The episodes are in Mr. Henty's very best vein, graphic, exciting, realistic, and as in all Mr. Henty's books, the tendency is to the formation of an honorable, manly, and even heroic character. Birmingham Post, The Young Colonists, A Tale of the Zulu and Boer Wars by G. A. Henty, with 6 illustrations by Simon H. Vetter, 3S6D. Fiction and history are so happily blended that the record of facts quicken the imagination. No boy can read this book without learning a great deal of South African history at its most critical period. Standard, A Chapter of Adventures, or Through the Bombardment of Alexandria, by G. A. Henty, with 6-page illustrations by W. H. Overend, 3S6D. Jack Robson and his 2 companions have their fill of excitement, and their Chapter of Adventures is so brisk and entertaining we could have wished it longer than it is. Saturday Review, by Kirk Munroe. In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges, Through Swamp and Glade, A Tale of the Seminole War, by Kirk Munro. Illustrated by Victor Perard. 5S, the hero of Through Swamp and Glade, will find many ardent champions, and the name of Kochichi become as familiar in the schoolboy's ear as that of the headmaster. St. James's Gazette, At War with Pontiac or the Totem of the Bear, by Kirk Munro. Illustrated by J. Finnemore. 5S, is in the best manner of Cooper. There is a character who is the parallel of Hawkeye, as the Chingachgooks and Uncas have likewise their counterparts. The Times, The White Conquerors of Mexico, A Tale of Toltec and Aztec, by Kirk Munro, illustrated by W. S. Stacy. 5S. Mr. Munro gives most vivid pictures of the religious and civil polity of the Aztecs and of everyday life as he imagines it in the streets and marketplaces of the magnificent capital of Montezuma. The Times. Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, 2,000 Years Ago or The Adventures of a Roman Boy by Professor A. J. Church, with 12-page illustrations by Adrian Marie, 6S, Adventures Well Worth the Telling. The book is extremely entertaining as well as useful, and there is a wonderful freshness in the Roman scenes and characters. The Times, The Clever Miss Follett by J. K. H. Denny, with 12-page illustrations by Gertrude D. Hammond. 6S, just the book to give to girls who will delight both in the letterpress and the illustrations. Miss Hammond has never done better work. Review of Reviews, The Heiress of Cordelroy by Anne Beale, with 8-page illustrations by T. C. H. Castle. 5S, we can speak highly of the grace with which Miss Beale relates how the young heiress of Cordelroy had such good influence over her uncle as to win him from his intensely selfish ways. Guardian. Under False Colors, A Story from 2 Girls' Lives by Sarah Doudney, illustrated by G. G. Kilburn. 4S, Sarah Doudney has no superior as a writer of high-tone stories, pure in style and original in conception, but we have seen nothing from her pen equal in dramatic energy to this book. Christian Leader by George Mannville-Fenn. Mr. Fenn stands in the foremost rank of writers in this department. Daily News, In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant. Dick O. The Fenn's A Romance of the Great East Swamp by G. Mannville Fenn, illustrated by Frank Dadd. 6S, we conscientiously believe that boys will find it capital reading. It is full of incident and mystery, and the mystery is kept up to the last moment. It is rich in effective local coloring, and it has a historical interest. Times, Devon Boys, A Tale of the North Shore, by G. Mannville Fenn, with 12-page illustrations by Gordon Brown. 6S. An admirable story, as remarkable for the individuality of its young heroes, as for the excellent descriptions of coast scenery and life in North Devon. It is one of the best books we have seen this season. Athenaeum, The Golden Magnet, A Tale of the Land of the Incas, by G. Mannville Fenn, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 6S, there could be no more welcome present for a boy. There is not a dull page in the book, and many will be read with breathless interest. The Golden Magnet is, of course, the same one that attracted Raleigh and the heroes of Westward Ho, Journal of Education, In the King's Name, or The Cruise of the Kestrel. by G. Manville Fenn, illustrated by Gordon Brown, 6S, the best of all Mr. Fenn's productions in this field. It has the great quality of always moving on, adventure following adventure in constant succession. Daily News, Nat the Naturalist, A Boy's Adventures in the Eastern Seas, by G. Manville Fenn, with 8-page pictures. 5S, this sort of book encourages independence of character, develops resource, and teaches a boy to keep his eyes open. Saturday Review, Bunyip Land, The Story of a Wild Journey in New Guinea, by G. Manville Fenn, illustrated by Gordon Brown, 4S. Mr. Fenn deserves the thanks of everybody for Bunyip Land, and we may venture to promise that a quiet week may be reckoned on whilst the youngsters have such fascinating literature provided for their evening's amusement. Spectator. Quicksilver or A Boy with No Skid to His Wheel, by George Manville Fenn, with 6-page illustrations by Frank Dadd, New Edition 3S6D. Quicksilver is little short of an inspiration. In it, that prince of story writers for boys, George Manville Fenn, has surpassed himself. It is an ideal book for a boy's library. Practical Teacher, Brownsmith's Boy, A Romance in a Garden, by G. Manville Fenn, with 6-page illustrations. 3S6D. Mr. Fenn's books are among the best, if not altogether the best, of the stories for boys. Mr. Fenn is at his best in Brownsmith's Boy. Pictorial World Asterism for other books by G. Manville Fenn, see page 22. By George Mac Donald in Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, A Rough Shaking by George MacDonald, with 12-page illustrations by W. Parkinson, 6S. One of the very best books for boys that has been written. It is full of material peculiarly well adapted for the young, containing in a marked degree the elements of all that is necessary to make up a perfect boy's book. Teachers, Aid at the Back of the North Wind by George MacDonald, with 75 illustrations by Arthur Hughes, 5S. The story is thoroughly original, full of fancy and pathos. We stand with one foot in fairyland and one on common earth. The Times, Ranald Bannerman's Boyhood by G.O. MacDonald, with 36 illustrations by Arthur Hughes, 5S. The sympathy with boy nature in Ranald Bannerman's Boyhood is perfect. It is a beautiful picture of childhood, teaching by its impressions and suggestions all noble things. British Quarterly Review, The Princess and the Goblin by George MacDonald, with 32 illustrations. 3S6D. Little of what is written for children has the lightness of touch and play of fancy which are characteristic of George MacDonald's fairy tales. Mr. Arthur Hughes's illustrations are all that illustrations should be. Manchester Guardian, The Princess and Curdie by George MacDonald, with 8-page illustrations. 3S6D. There is the finest and rarest genius in this brilliant story. Upgrown people would do wisely occasionally to lay aside their newspapers and magazines to spend an hour with Curdie and the Princess. Sheffield Independent, by ASCOTT R. Hope, Young Traveler's Tales, by A. Scott R. Hope, with 6 illustrations by H. J. Draper, 3S6D. Possess a high value for instruction as well as for entertainment. His quiet, level humor bubbles up on every page. Daily Chronicle, The 7 Wise Scholars by A. Scott R. Hope, with nearly 100 illustrations by Gordon Brown, 5S, as full of fun as a volume of Punch, with illustrations more laughter-provoking than most we have seen since Leech died. Sheffield Independent, Stories of Old Renown, Tales of Knights and Heroes, by A. Scott R. Hope, with 100 illustrations by Gordon Brown, 3S6D. A really fascinating book worthy of its telling title. There is, we venture to say, not a dull page in the book, not a story which will not bear a second reading. Guardian by Harry Collingwood, In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, The Log of a Privateersman by Harry Collingwood, with 12-page illustrations by W. Rainey R. I6S. The narrative is breezy, vivid and full of incidents, faithful in nautical coloring and altogether delightful. Paul Mall Gazette, The Pirate Island, A Story of the South Pacific, by Harry Collingwood, with 8-page pictures by C. J. Staniland and J. R. Wells, 5S. A capital story of the sea, indeed in our opinion the author is superior in some respects as a marine novelist to the better-known Mr. Clark Russell. The Times, Men by Cannon, reduced illustration, from The Log of a Privateersman, The Log of the Flying Fish, A Story of Aerial and Submarine Adventure by Harry Collingwood, with 6-page illustrations by Gordon Brown, 3S6D. The Flying Fish actually surpasses all Jules Verne's creations with incredible speed. She flies through the air, skims over the surface of the water, and darts along the ocean bed. We strongly recommend our schoolboy friends to possess themselves of her log, Athenaeum. Asterism for other books by Harry Collingwood, see pages 22 and 23, Banshee Castle by Rosa Mulholland, with 12-page illustrations by John H. Bacon, 6S, one of the most fascinating of Miss Rosa Mulholland's many fascinating stories. Athenaeum, Janetta, a girl's story of herself, by Rosa Mulholland, with 8-page illustrations by Lockhart Bogle, 5S, one of the most attractive gift books of the season. The Academy, by Robert Leighton. In Crownate Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Olivine Edges, Olaf the Glorious, by Robert Leighton, with 8-page illustrations by Ralph Peacock and a map 5S, is as good as anything of the kind we have met with. Mr. Leighton more than holds his own with Ryder Haggard and Baringood. The Times. Among the books best liked by boys of the sturdy English type, few will take a higher place than Olaf the Glorious. National Observer, The Wreck of the Golden Fleece, the story of a North Sea fisher boy, by Robert Leighton, with 8-page illustrations by F. Brangwyn, 5S. This story should add considerably to Mr. Leighton's high reputation. Excellent in every respect, it contains every variety of incident. The plot is very cleverly devised and the types of the North Sea sailors are capital. The Times. The Pilots of Pomona, A Story of the Orkney Islands, by Robert Leighton, illustrated by John Leighton, 5S. A story which is quite as good in its way as Treasure Island, and is full of adventure of a stirring yet most natural kind. Although it is primarily a boy's book, it is a real godsend to the elderly reader. Glasgow Evening Times, The Thirsty Sword, A Story of the Norse Invasion of Scotland, 1260-63, by Robert Leighton, with 8-page illustrations, by A. Pierce, 5S. This is one of the most fascinating stories for boys that it has ever been our pleasure to read. From first to last, the interest never flags. Schoolmaster, by Shilaebrain, To Tell the King the Sky is Falling, by Sheila E. Brain, with over 80 quaint and clever illustrations by Alice B. Woodward, 8 Vaux cloth decorated board gilt edges 5S. It is witty and ingenious, and it has certain qualities which children are quick to perceive and appreciate, a genuine love of fun, affectionateness, and sympathy from their points of view. Bookman, A Girl's Loyalty, by Frances Armstrong, with 8-page illustrations by John H. Bacon, 5S. There is no doubt as to the good quality of A Girl's Loyalty. The book is one which would enrich any girl's bookshelf. St. James's Gazette, A Fair Claimant, Being a Story for Girls, by Frances Armstrong, illustrated by Gertrude D. Hammond, 5S. As a gift book for big girls, it is among the best new books of the kind. The story is interesting and natural from first to last. Westminster Gazette, specimen illustration from To Tell the King the Sky is Falling, Gnomes Pulling Gondola by Ropes. The gnomes bring the gondola to Toyland. 12th edition of the universe, or the infinitely great and the infinitely little, a sketch of contrasts in creation and marvels revealed and explained by natural science, by F. A. Pouchet, M.D., with 272 engravings on wood, of which 55 are full page size and 4 colored illustrations. 12th edition, medium 8 Vaux, cloth elegant. Gilt edges 7S 6D. Also Morocco Antique 16S. Dr. Pouchet's wonderful work on the universe, than which there is no book better calculated to encourage the study of nature. Pall Mall Gazette. We know no better book of the kind for a schoolroom library. Bookman, by G. Norway, In Crownate Vaux, Cloth Elegant, A Prisoner of War, A Story of the Time of Napoleon Bonaparte, by G. Norway, with 6-page illustrations by Robbed, Barnes, ARWS 3. S6D. More hairbreadth escapes from death by starvation, by ice, by fighting, and sea were never before surmounted. It is a fine yarn. The Guardian, A True Cornish Maid, by G. Norway, with 6-page illustrations by J. Finnemore, 3S6D. There is some excellent reading. Mrs. Norway brings before the eyes of her readers the good Cornish folk, their speech, their manners, and their ways. A True Cornish Maid deserves to be popular. Athenaeum, Asterism for Other Books by G. Norway, CP 23, Doctor. Jolliffe's Boys, A Tale of Weston School, by Lewis Ho, with 6-page pictures, 3S6D. Young people who appreciate Tom Brown's school days will find this story a worthy companion to that fascinating book. Newcastle Journal, The Bubbling Teapot, A Wonder Story, by Mrs. L. W. Champney, with 12-page pictures by Walter Satterley, 3S6D. Very literally a wonder story. Nevertheless, it is made realistic enough, and there is a good deal of information to be gained from it. The Times, Thorndike Manor, A Tale of Jacobite Times, by Mary C. Rosal, illustrated by L. Leslie Brooke, 3S6D. Miss Rosal has never written a more attractive book than Thorndike Manor, Belfast Newsletter, Traitor or Patriot, A Tale of the Rye House Plot, by Mary C. Rosal, illustrated, 3S6D. Here the Rye House Plot serves as the groundwork for a romantic love episode whose true characters are lifelike beings. Graphic by Dr. Gordonstables, in Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant for Life and Liberty, A Story of Battle by Land and Sea, by Dr. Gordonstables, RN, with 8 illustrations by Sidney Paget and a map 5S. The story is lively and spirited, with abundance of blockade running, hard fighting, narrow escapes, and introductions to some of the most distinguished generals on both sides. The Times. To Greenland and the Pole, by Gordonstables, MD, with 8-page illustrations by G. C. Hindley and a map 5S. His Arctic explorers have the verisimilitude of life. It is one of the books of the season and one of the best Mr. Stables has ever written. Truth, Westward with Columbus, by Gordonstables, MD, with 8-page illustrations by A. Pierce, 5S. We must place Westward with Columbus among those books that all boys ought to read. The Spectator. Twixt School and College, A Tale of Self-Reliance, by Gordonstables, CM, MD, RN, illustrated by W. Parkinson, 5S. One of the best of a prolific writer's books for boys, being full of practical instructions as to keeping pets and inculcates in a way which a little recalls Miss Edgeworth's Frank the Virtue of Self-Reliance. Athenaeum with the Sea Kings, A Story of the Days of Lord Nelson, by F. H. Winder, illustrated by W. S. Stacy. 4. S. Just the book to put into a boy's hands. Every chapter contains boardings, cuttings out, fighting pirates, escapes of thrilling audacity, and captures by corsairs, sufficient to turn the quietest boy's head. The story culminates in a vigorous account of the Battle of Trafalgar. Happy Boys, The Academy Storied Holidays, A Cycle of Red-Letter Days, by E. S. Brooks, with 12-page illustrations by Howard Pyle. 3. S. 6. D. It is a downright good book for a senior boy and is eminently readable from first to last. Schoolmaster, Chivalric Days, Stories of Courtesy and Courage in the Olden Times, by E. S. Brooks, with 20 illustrations. 3. S. 6. D. We have seldom come across a prettier collection of tales. These charming stories of boys and girls of olden days are no mere fictitious or imaginary sketches, but are real and actual records of their sayings and doings. Literary World. Historic Boys, Their Endeavors, Their Achievements, and Their Times, by E. S. Brooks, with 12-page illustrations. 3. S. 6. D. A wholesome book, manly in tone, altogether one that should incite boys to further acquaintance with those rulers of men whose careers are narrated. We advise teachers to put it on their list of prizes. Knowledge, by Hughesdleger, in Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, and Ocean Outlaw. A Story of Adventure in the Good Ship, Margaret. With illustrations by William Rainey, R.I.4S., we know no modern boys' book in which there is more sound, hearty, good-humored, fun, or of which the tone is more wholesome and bracing than Mr. St. Leger's. National Observer, Halloween Ahoy or Lost on the Crozet Islands, by Hugh St. Leger, with 6 illustrations by H. J. Draper. 4. S. One of the best stories of seafaring life and adventure which have appeared this season. It contains a capital fossil ghost and a thrilling shipwreck. No boy who begins it but will wish to join the Britannia long before he finishes these delightful pages. Academy, Sou'wester and Sword, by Hugh St. Leger, with 6-page illustrations by Hal Hurst. 4. S. As racy a tale of life at sea and war adventure as we have met with for some time, altogether the sort of book that boys will revel in. Athenaeum, Meg's Friend, by Alice Corcoran, with 6-page illustrations by Robert Fowler. 3. S. 6. D. One of Miss Corcoran's charming books for girls, narrated in that simple and picturesque style which marks the authoress as one of the first amongst writers for young people. The Spectator, Marjorie Merton's Girlhood, by Alice Corcoran, with 6-page pictures by Gordon Brown. 3. S. 6. D. Another book for girls we can warmly commend. There is a delightful piquancy in the experiences and trials of a young English girl who studies painting in Paris. Saturday Review, Down the Snow Stairs, or From Good Night to Good Morning, by Alice Corcoran, illustrated by Gordon Brown. 3. S. 6. D. A gem of the first water, bearing upon every page the mark of genius. It is indeed a little pilgrim's progress. Christian Leader, Grettir the Outlaw, A Story of Iceland, by S. Baring Good, with 6-page illustrations by M. Zeno Diemer, 4S, is the boys' book of its year. That is, of course, as much as to say that it will do for men grown as well as juniors. It is told in simple, straightforward English, as all stories should be, and it has a freshness, a freedom, a sense of sun and wind and the open air which make it irresistible. National Observer, Gold Gold in Caribou, A Story of Adventure in British Columbia, by Clive Phillips Woley, with 6-page illustrations by G. C. Hindley, 3S6. D. We have seldom read a more exciting tale of wild mining adventure in a singularly inaccessible country. There is a capital plot, and the interest is sustained to the last page. The Times, by Charles W. Whistler, in Crownate Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Man Paddling Canoe, Bird of Prey, and Warrior on Ship, reduced illustration, from Wulfric the Weppenthane, Wulfric the Weppenthane, The Story of the Danish, Conquest of East Anglia, with 6, illustrations by W. H. Margetson, 4. S. A picturesque and energetic story, a worthy companion to his capital story, A Thane of Wessex, one that will delight all active-minded boys. Saturday Review, A Thane of Wessex, being the story of the great Viking raid of 845 by Charles W. Whistler, with 6 illustrations by W. H. Margetson, 3S6D. This is one of the best books of the season. The story is told with spirit and force and affords an excellent picture of the life of the period. Standard, His First Kangaroo and Australian Story for Boys, by Arthur Fairs, illustrated by Percy F. S. Spence, 3S6D. A lively story of life on an Australian stock station where the monotony of things is agreeably diversified by not only the bounding kangaroo but also the upsticking bushranger. Scotsman, A Champion of the Faith, A Tale of Prince Hal and the Lollards, by J. M. Caldwell, with 6-page illustrations by Herbert J. Draper. 4. S. will not be less enjoyed than Mr. Henty's books. Sir John Oldcastle's pathetic story and the history of his brave young squire will make every boy enjoy this lively story. London Quarterly, by Ananieearmistirong, in Crownate Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Violet Vereker's Vanity, with 6-page illustrations by Gertrude Demain Hammond, 3S6D. A book for girls that we can heartily recommend, for it is bright, sensible, and with a right tone of thought and feeling. Sheffield Independent, Three Bright Girls, A Story of Chance and Mischance, by Annie E. Armstrong, illustrated by W. Parkinson, 3S6D. Among many good stories for girls, this is undoubtedly one of the very best. Teachers, Aid, A Very Odd Girl or Life at the Gabled Farm, by Annie E. Armstrong, illustrated, 3S6D. The book is one we can heartily recommend, for it is not only bright and interesting, but also pure and healthy in tone and teaching. The Lady, the Captured Cruiser, by C. J. Hine, illustrated by Frank Brangwen, 3S6D. The two lads and the two skippers are admirably drawn. Mr. Hine has now secured a position in the first rank of writers of fiction for boys. Spectator, Afloat at Last, A Sailor Boy's Log of His Life at Sea, by John C. Hutchison, 3S6D. As healthy and breezy a book as one could wish to put into the hands of a boy. Academy. Picked Up at Sea or The Gold Miners of Minturn Creek, by J. C. Hutchison, with 6-page pictures, 3S6D. Brother and Sister or The Trials of the Moore Family, by Elizabeth J. Lysat, 3S6D. Life's Daily Ministry, A Story of Everyday Service for Others, by Mrs. E. R. Pittman, with 4-page illustrations, Cloth Extra 3S6D. Full of stirring interest, genuine pictures of real life, and pervaded by a broad and active sympathy for the true and good. Christian Commonwealth, Dora or A Girl Without a Home, by Mrs. R. H. Reed, with 6-page illustrations, 3S6D. It is no slight thing in an age of rubbish to get a story so pure and healthy as this. The Academy, by Edgar Pickering, in Crownate Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Two Gallant Rebels, A Story of the Great Struggle in La Vendée, by Edgar Pickering, with 6 illustrations by W. H. Overend, 3S6. D. There is something very attractive about Mr. Pickering's style. Boys will relish the relation of those dreadful and moving events, which indeed will never lose their fascination for readers of all ages. The Spectator, in Pressgang Days, by Edgar Pickering, with 6 illustrations by W. S. Stacy, 3S6D. It is of Marriott we think as we read this delightful story, for it is not only a story of adventure with incidents well conceived and arranged, but the characters are interesting and well distinguished. Academy, an old-time yarn, wherein is set forth divers desperate, mischances which befell Anthony Ingram and his shipmates in the West Indies and Mexico with Hawkins and Drake, by Edgar Pickering, illustrated by Alfred Pierce, 3s6d. And a very good yarn it is, with not a dull page from first to last. There is a flavor of Westward Ho in this attractive book. Educational Review. Celis Verney, A Tale of the Time of Charles II, by Edgar Pickering, with 6-page illustrations by Alfred Pierce, 3s6d. Altogether, this is an excellent story for boys. Saturday Review, Blackie's new 3-shilling series, beautifully illustrated and handsomely bound, Highways and High Seas, Cyril Harley's Adventures on Both, by F. Frankfurt Moore, with 6-page illustrations by Alfred Pierce, 3s. This is one of the best stories Mr. Moore has written, perhaps the very best. The exciting adventures are sure to attract boys. Spectator, Under Hatches or End Woodthorpe's Adventures, by F. Frankfurt Moore, illustrated by A. Forestier, 3s. The story as a story is one that will just suit boys all the world over. The characters are well drawn and consistent. Schoolmaster, Perseverance Island or The Robinson Crusoe of the 19th Century, by Douglas Frazar, with 6-page illustrations, 3s. This is an interesting story, written with studied simplicity of style, much in Defoe's vein of apparent sincerity and scrupulous veracity, while for practical instruction it is even better than Robinson Crusoe. Illustrated London News, Girl Neighbors or The Old Fashioned and the New, by Sarah Titler. Illustrated by C. T. Garland, 3s. One of the most effective and quietly humorous of Miss Sarah Titler's stories. It is very healthy, very agreeable, and very well written. The Spectator, The Missing Merchantman by Harry Collingwood, with 6-page illustrations by W. H. Overend, 3s, one of the author's best sea stories. The hero is as heroic as any boy could desire, and the ending is extremely happy. British Weekly, Menhardoch, A Story of Cornish Nets and Mines, by G. Manville Fenn, illustrated by C. J. Staniland, R. I. 3s. The Cornish fishermen are drawn from life and stand out from the pages in their jerseys and sea boots, all sprinkled with silvery pilchard scales. Spectator, Yusuf the Guide or The Mountain Bandits, by G. Manville Fenn, with 6-page illustrations by J. Schoenberg, 3s, told with such real freshness and vigor that the reader feels he is actually one of the party sharing in the fun and facing the dangers. Pall Mall Gazette, Patience Wins or War in the Works, by George Manville Fenn, with 6-page illustrations, 3s. Mr. Fenn has never hit upon a happier plan than in writing this story of Yorkshire factory life. The whole book is all aglow with life. Pall Mall Gazette, Mother Carey's Chicken, Her Voyage to the Unknown Isle, by G. Manville Fenn, with 6-page illustrations by A. Forestier, 3s. Undoubtedly one of the best Mr. Fenn has written. The incidents are of thrilling interest, while the characters are drawn with a care and completeness rarely found in a boy's book. Literary World. Robinson Crusoe, with 100 illustrations by Gordon Brown, 3s, one of the best issues, if not absolutely the best, of Defoe's work which has ever appeared. The Standard, Gulliver's Travels, with 100 illustrations by Gordon Brown, 3s. Mr. Gordon Brown is, to my thinking, incomparably the most artistic, spirited and brilliant of our illustrators of books for boys, and one of the most humorous also, as his illustrations of Gulliver amply testify. Truth, The Wigwam and the Warpath, Stories of the Red Indians, by A. Scott R. Hope, with 6-page illustrations, 3s, is notably good. It gives a very vivid picture of life among the Indians, which will delight the heart of many a schoolboy. Spectator, The Loss of John Humble, What Led to It and What Came of It, by G. Norway, with 6-page illustrations by John Schoenberg, New Edition, 3s. This story will place the author at once in the front rank. It is full of life and adventure. The interest of the story is sustained, without a break from first to last. Standard, Hussein the Hostage or A Boy's Adventures in Persia, by G. Norway, with 6-page illustrations by John Schoenberg, 3s. Hussein the Hostage is full of originality and vigor. The characters are lifelike, there is plenty of stirring incident, the interest is sustained throughout, and every boy will enjoy following the fortunes of the hero. Journal of Education, Cousin Jeffrey and I by Caroline Austin, with 6-page illustrations by W. Parkinson, 3s. Miss Austin's story is bright, clever, and well-developed. Saturday Review, Lady in Hat and Dress Looking at Herself in Mirror, reduced illustration from Cousin Jeffrey, The Rover's Secret, A Tale of the Pirate Keys and Lagoons of Cuba, by Harry Collingwood, with 6-page illustrations by W. C. Simmons, 3S, The Rover Secret, is by far the best sea story we have read for years and is certain to give unalloyed pleasure to boys. Saturday Review, The Congo Rovers, A Story of the Slave Squadron, by Harry Collingwood, with 6-page illustrations. 3S, no better sea story has lately been written than The Congo Rovers. It is as original as any boy could desire. Morning Post, Blackie's Half Crown series, illustrated by eminent artists. In Crownate Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Marooned on Australia, being the narration of Diedrich. Buys of his discoveries in Terra Australis Incognito about the year 1630. By Ernest Favink, a remarkably interesting and well-written story of travel and adventure in the Great Southern Land. School Guardian, My Friend Kathleen, by Jenny Chappell, a pleasantly written story for elder girls who will admire Kathleen's courage and learn much from her nobility of character. Board Teacher, A Girl's Kingdom, by M. Corbett Seymour. The story is bright, well-told, and thoroughly healthy and good. C.H. Bell's Laugh and Learn, The Easiest Book of Nursery Lessons and Nursery Games, by Janet Humphreys. One of the best books of the kind imaginable, full of practical teaching in word and picture and helping the little ones pleasantly along a right royal road to learning. Graphic, Reefer and Rifleman, A Tale of the Two Services, by Lute, Call, Percy Groves. A good, old-fashioned, amphibious story of our fighting with the Frenchmen in the beginning of our century with a fair sprinkling of fun and frolic. Times, A Musical Genius, by the author of The Two Dorothys. It is brightly written, well illustrated, and daintily bound, and can be strongly recommended as a really good prize book. Teacher's Aid for the Sake of a Friend, A Story of School Life, by Margaret Parker. An excellent schoolgirl story, Susie Snow and her friend Trix Beresford are charming girls. Athenaeum, Under the Black Eagle, by Andrew Hilliard. The rapid movement of the story and the strange scenes through which it passes give it a full interest of surprise and adventure. Scotsman, The Secret of the Australian Desert, by Ernest Favink. We recommend the book most heartily. It is certain to please boys and girls and even some grown-ups. Guardian, A Golden Age, A Story of Four Merry Children, by Ismay Thorne, illustrated by Gordon Brown, ought to have a place of honor on the nursery shelf, The Athenaeum. By Beatrice Harradian, Things Will Take a Turn, by Beatrice Harradian, with 44 illustrations by John H. Bacon. Perhaps the most brilliant is Things Will Take a Turn, a tale of humble child life in East London. It is a delightful blending of comedy and tragedy with an excellent plot. The Times, Man Greeting Two Girls Entering Doorway, from Things Will Take a Turn. Reduced, The Whispering Winds and the Tales That They Told, by Mary H. Debenham. With 25 illustrations, by Paul Hardy. We wish the winds would tell us stories like these. It would be worthwhile to climb Primrose Hill or even to the giddy heights of Hampstead Heath in a bitter east wind if we could only be sure of hearing such a sweet, sad, tender, and stirring story as that of Hilda Braveheart, or even one that was half so good. Academy, Hal Hungerford, by J. R. Hutchinson, B.A. Altogether, Hal Hungerford is a distinct literary success. Spectator. The Secret of the Old House, by E. Everett Green. Tim the Little Jacobite is a charming creation. Academy, White Lilac or the Queen of the May, by Amy Walton. Every rural parish ought to add White Lilac to its library. Academy, Miriam's Ambition, by Evelyn Everett Green. Miss Green's children are real British boys and girls. Liverpool Mercury, The Brig Audacious, by Alan Cole. Fresh and wholesome as a breath of sea air. Court Journal, Jasper's Conquest, by Elizabeth J. Lysette. One of the best boys' books of the season. Schoolmaster, Little Lady Clare, by Evelyn Everett Green, reminds us in its quaintness of Mrs. Ewing's delightful tales. Leader, World. The Eversley Secrets, by Evelyn Everett Green. Roy Eversley is a very touching picture of high principle. Guardian, The Hermit Hunter of the Wilds, by G. Stables, R.N., will gladden the heart of many a bright boy. Methodist Recorder, Sturdy and Strong, by G. A. Henty, a hero who stands as a good instance of chivalry in domestic life. The Empire, Guttapercha Willie, by George MacDonald. Get it for your boys and girls to read for themselves. Practical Teacher. The War of the Axor, Adventures in South Africa, by J. Percy Groves. The story is well and brilliantly told. Literary World, The Lads of Little Clayton, by R. Stead. A capital book for boys. Schoolmaster, 10 Boys Who Lived on the Road from Long Ago to Now, by Jane Andrews, with 20 illustrations. The idea is a very happy one and admirably carried out. Practical Teacher. A Waif of the Sea or The Lost Found, by Kate Wood. Written with tenderness and grace. Morning Advertiser, Winnie's Secret, by Kate Wood, one of the best storybooks we have read. Schoolmaster, Miss Willowburn's Offer, by Sarah Doudney, Patience Willowburn is one of Miss Doudney's best creations. Spectator, A Garland for Girls, by Louisa M. Alcott. These little tales are the beau ideal of girls' stories. Christian World, Hetty Gray, or Nobody's Bairn, by Rosa Mulholland. Hetty is a delightful creature, piquant, tender, and true. World. Brothers in Arms, A Story of the Crusades, by F. Bayford Harrison, sure to prove interesting to young people of both sexes. Guardian, Miss Fenwick's Failures, by Esme Stewart, a girl true to real life who will put no nonsense into young heads. Graphic, Jitha's Message, by Emma Leslie. This is the sort of book that all girls like. Journal of Education, A Little Handful, by Harriet J. Scripps. He is a real type of a boy. The Schoolmaster, Hammond's Hard Lines, by Skelton Cupward. It is just what a boy would choose if the selection of a storybook is left in his own hand. School Guardian, Dulcie King, A Story for Girls, by M. Corbett Seymour. An extremely graceful, well-told tale of domestic life. The heroine Dulcie is a charming person and worthy of the good fortune which she causes and shares. Guardian, Hugh Herbert's Inheritance, by Caroline Austin, will please by its simplicity, its tenderness, and its healthy, interesting motive. It is admirably written. Scotsman, Nicola, The Career of a Girl Musician, by M. Corbett Seymour. Jack O'Lanthorne, A Tale of Adventure, by Henry Frith, Lady Comforting a Girl. Reduced illustration from A Girl in Springtime. My Mistress the Queen, by M. A. Paul. The Stories of Wassa and Menzikoff, Stories of the Sea in Former Days, Tales of Captivity and Exile, Famous Discoveries by Sea and Land, Stirring Events of History, Adventures in Field, Flood, and Forest. It would be difficult to place in the hands of young people books which combine interest and instruction in a higher degree. Manchester Courier, A Rough Road, or How the Boy Made a Man of Himself, by Mrs. G. Linnaeus Banks. Mrs. Banks has not written a better book than A Rough Road. Spectator, The Two Dorothies, by Mrs. Herbert Martin, a book that will interest and please all girls. The Lady, A Cruise in Cloudland, by Henry Frith, a thoroughly interesting story. Sent, James's Gazette, Marion and Dorothy, by Annie E. Armstrong. This is distinctively a book for girls, a bright, wholesome story. Academy, Stimson's Reef, A Tale of Adventure, by C. J. Hine. It may almost vie with Mr. R. L. Stevenson's Treasure Island. Guardian, Gladys Anstruther, by Louisa Thompson. It is a clever book, novel and striking in the highest degree. Schoolmistress, Blackie's Two-Shilling Series, illustrated by eminent artists. In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, Sydney's Chums, A Story of East and West London, by H. F. Gethin. Daddy Samuel's Darling, by the author of The Two Dorothies, May, Guy, and Jim, by Eleanor Davenport Adams, A Girl in Springtime, by Mrs. Mansurg. In the Days of Drake, Being the Adventures of Humphrey, Salkeld, by J. S. Fletcher, Willful Joyce, by W. L. Rupert, Proud Miss Sydney, by Geraldine Mockler, Queen of the Daffodils, by Leslie Lying, The Girling, by Edith Johnstone, The Organist's Baby, by Kathleen Knox, School Days in France, by An Old Girl, The Ravensworth Scholarship, by Mrs. Henry Clark, Sir Walter's Ward, Tale of the Crusades, by William Everard. Raff's Ranch, A Story of Adventure Among Cowboys and Indians, by F. M. Holmes, The Joyous Story of Toto, by Laura E. Richards, Our Dolly, Her Words and Ways, by Mrs. R. H. Reed, Fairy Fancy, What She Heard and Saw, by Mrs. Reed, New Light Through Old Windows, by Gregson Gow, Little Toddy and Two Other Stories, by Thomas Archer, An Unexpected Hero, by Eliz J. Lysette, The Bushranger's Secret, by Mrs. Henry Clark, M.A., The White Squall, by John C. Hutchison, The Wreck of the Nancy Bell, by J. C. Hutchison, The Lonely Pyramid, by J. H. Yoxall, Bab or The Triumph of Unselfishness, by Ismay Thorne, Brave and True and Other Stories, by Gregson Gow, The Light Princess, by George MacDonald, Nut Brown Roger and I, by J. H. Yoxall, Sam Sylvan's Sacrifice, by Jesse Coleman, Insect Ways on Summer Days in Garden, Forest, Field, and Stream, by Janet Humphreys, with 70 illustrations, Susan, by Amy Walton, A Pair of Clogs, by Amy Walton, The Hawthorns, by Amy Walton, Dorothy's Dilemma, by Caroline Austin, Marie's Home, by Caroline Austin, A Warrior King, by J. Evelyn, Aboard the Atalanta, by Henry Frith, The Penang Pirate, by John C. Hutchison, Teddy, The Story of a Little Pickle, by John C. Hutchison, A Rash Promise, by Cecilia Selby Loans, Linda and the Boys, by Cecilia Selby Loans, Swiss Stories for Children from the German of Madame Johanna Spiri, by Lucy Wheelock, the Squire's Grandson, by J. M. Caldwell, Magna Charta Stories, edited by Arthur Gilman, A.M. The Wings of Courage and the Cloud Spinner, translated from the French of George Sand, by Mrs. Corcoran, Chirp and Chatter, or Lessons from Field and Tree, by Alice Banks, with 54 illustrations by Gordon Brown, Four Little Mischiefs by Rosa Mulholland, Naughty Miss Bunny by Clara Mulholland, Adventures of Mrs. Wishing to Be by Alice Corcoran, Library of Famous Books for Boys and Girls. In Crown 8 Vaux, illustrated. Cloth Extra 1s6d each, Autobiographies of Boyhood, Holiday House by Catherine Sinclair, Logbook of a Midshipman, Perry's Third Voyage, Passages in the Life of a Galley Slave, The Downfall of Napoleon by Sir Walter Scott, What Katy Did by Susan Coolidge, What Katy Did at School, Wreck of the Wager, Miss Austen's Northanger Abbey, Miss Edgeworth's The Good Governess, Martineau's Feats on the Fjord, Marryat's Poor Jack, The Snowstorm, by Mrs. Gore, Life of Dampier, Cruise of the Midge M. Scott, Lives and Voyages of Drake and Cavendish, Edgeworth's Moral Tales, Marryat's The Settlers in Canada, Michael Scott's Tom Kringle's Log, Natural History of Selborne, Waterton's Wanderings in S. America, Anson's Voyage Round the World, Autobiography of Franklin, Lamb's Tales from Shakespeare, Southey's Life of Nelson, Miss Mitford's Our Village, 2 Years Before the Mast, Children of the New Forest, Scott's The Talisman, The Basket of Flowers, Marryat's Masterman Ready, Alcott's Little Women, Cooper's Deerslayer, The Lamplighter, by Miss Cummins, Cooper's Pathfinder, The Vicar of Wakefield, Plutarch's Lives of Greek Heroes, Poe's Tales of Romance and Fantasy, Blackie's EIGHT and PNNY series with illustrations. In Crown 8 Vaux, Cloth Elegant, A Chum Worth Having by Florence Coombe, Penelope and the Others by Amy Walton, The Saucy May by Henry Frith, The Little Girl from Next Door by Geraldine Mockler, Uncle Jem's Stella by author of The Two Dorothys, The Ball of Fortune by C. Pierce, The Family Failing by Darley Dale, Warner's Chase or The Gentle Heart by Annie S. Swan, Climbing the Hill by Annie S. Swan, Into the Haven by Annie S. Swan, Down and Up Again by Gregson Gow, Madge's Mistake by Annie E. Armstrong, The Troubles and Triumphs of Little Tim by Gregson Gow, The Happy Lad, A Story of Peasant Life in Norway by B. Bjørnson, A Box of Stories, Packed for Young Folk by Horace Happaman, The Patriot Martyr, and Other Narratives of Female Heroism, Olive and Robin or A Journey to Nowhere by the author of The Two Dorothys, Mona's Trust, A Story for Girls, by Penelope Leslie, Boys Passing a Boy Sitting by Himself, reduced illustration from A Chum Worth Having, Little Jimmy, A Story of Adventure by Rev D. Rice Jones, M.A. Pleasures and Pranks by Isabella Pearson, In a Stranger's Garden, A Story for Boys and Girls by Constance Cuming, A Soldier's Son, The Story of a Boy Who Succeeded. Annette Lister, Mischief and Merrymaking by Isabella Pearson, Little Born Lock by F. Bayford Harrison, Wild Meg and Wee Dickie by Mary E. Ropes, Granny by Elizabeth J. Lysat, The Seed She Sowed by Emma Leslie, Unlucky, A Fragment of A Girl's Life by Caroline Austin, Everybody's Business or A Friend in Need by Ismay Thorne, Tales of Daring and Danger by G. A. Henty, The Seven Golden Keys by James E. Arnold, The Story of a Queen by Mary C. Rosal, Edwy or Was He a Coward by Annette Lister, The Battlefield Treasure by F. Bayford Harrison, Joan's Adventures at the North Pole by Alice Corcoran, Filled with Gold by J. Parrott, Our General, A Story for Girls by Elizabeth J. Lysat, Aunt Hespa's Charge by Elizabeth J. Lysat, By Order of Queen Maud, A Story of Home Life by Louisa Crow, The Late Miss Hollingford by Rosa Mulholland, Our Frank by Amy Walton, A Terrible Coward by G. Manville Fenn, Yarns on the Beach by G. A. Henty, Tom Finch's Monkey by J. C. Hutchison, Miss Grantley's Girls and the Stories She Told Them by Thos Archer, The Peddler and His Dog by Mary C. Rosal, Town Mice in the Country by M. E. Francis, Phil and His Father by Ismay Thorne, Prim's Story by L. E. Tittiman, Asterism, Also a Large Selection of Rewards at Ones 9D, 6D, 3D, 2D, and 1D. A complete list will be sent post-free on application to the publishers, Blackie's, School and Home Library. Under the above title, the publishers have arranged to issue, for school libraries and the home circle, a selection of the best and most interesting books in the English language. The library includes Lives of Heroes, Ancient and Modern, Records of Travel and Adventure by Sea and Land, fiction of the highest class, historical romances, books of natural history, and tales of domestic life. The greatest care has been devoted to the getup of the library. The volumes are clearly printed on good paper, and the binding made, specially durable to withstand the wear and tear to which well circulated, books are necessarily subjected, in crown 8 vo volumes. Strongly bound in imperial cloth. Price ones, 4D. Each Dana's 2 years before the mast, Southey's Life of Nelson, Waterton's Wanderings in S. America, Anson's Voyage Round the World, Lamb's Tales from Shakespeare. Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin, Marryat's Children of the New Forest, Miss Mitford's Our Village, Scott's Talisman, The Basket of Flowers, Marryat's Masterman Ready, Alcott's Little Women, Cooper's Deerslayer, Perry's Third Voyage, Dickens' Old Curiosity Shop, 2 vols, Plutarch's Lives of Greek Heroes, The Lamplighter, Cooper's Pathfinder, The Vicar of Wakefield, White's Natural History of Selborne, Scott's Ivanhoe, 2 vols, Michael Scott's Tom Cringle's Log, Irving's Conquest of Granada, 2 vols. Lives of Drake and Cavendish, Michael Scott's Cruise of the Midge, Edgeworth's Moral Tales, Passages in the Life of a Galley Slave, The Snowstorm, by Mrs. Gore, Life of Dampier, Marryat's The Settlers in Canada, Martineau's Feats on the Fjord, Marryat's Poor Jack, The Good Governess by Maria Edgeworth, Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen, The Log Book of a Midshipman, Autobiographies of Boyhood, Holiday House by Catherine Sinclair, Wreck of the Wager, What Katie Did by Miss Coolidge, What Katie Did at School by Du. Scott's Life of Napoleon, Essays on English History by Lord Macaulay, The Rifle Rangers by Captain Mayne Reid. The library is one of the most intelligent enterprises in connection with juvenile literature of recent years. A glance at the list proves that the editing is in the hands of someone who understands the likings of healthy boys and girls, one of the healthiest juvenile libraries in existence. Bookman. Detailed prospectus and press opinions will be sent post-free on application. London, Blackie & Son, Limited, 50 Old Bailey, EC, Transcriber's Notes. Minor punctuation errors were silently corrected. End of the project. GUTMBRGEBOOKBLACKIE and Sons BOOKS 4 Young People, CATLOGUE 1898 asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright. Law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the Foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth in the General Terms of Use part of this license, apply to copying and distributing project. Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM. Concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start. Full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property. Trademark Copyright Agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8, 1B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. See. Paragraph 1c below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1e below, 1c. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation, or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works, nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1d. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1e. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg. 1e1. The following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work, on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1e2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website. www.gutenberg.org. You must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense to the user, provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about Donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that S/he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1. E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty disclaimer of damages, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing. Without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1. F. 4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth. In paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is, with no other WARNTIS of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to WARNTIS of MERC CHANTIBLITY or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1. F. 6. Indemnity, you agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work, B, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work, and C, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see sections 3 and 4 and the foundation information page at www.gutenberg.org, section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN or federal tax identification number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, plus 1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up-to-date contact information can be found at the foundation's website and official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the project. Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper. Addition, most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.